started by, I put together a list of all the wines that I thought should be included, and by contract insisted that Vinnie Portugal get them in.
Yeah, and what? How many are we talking there?
There were probably close to 100 wines there.
That was your baseline. We would at least have these.
I said,
these
if I'm going to choose the 50 great wines of Portugal, I want these wines in the selection process. I didn't want to know what they were. I just wanted them in the process.
Then, they're benchmarks for you. Like, yeah. Look, if these don't make it through somehow, we might be doing something wrong.
Or, no, not at all. No. Because I mean, out of it, it wasn't that if they don't make it through. It was that if I don't include them, it won't be a fair selection.
Okay, gotcha.
So we then solicited wines, Vinnie Portugal solicited wines from all the producers, and basically had a small fee for inclusion and a limitation on how many wines they could send.
Okay.
So that they would limit the number of wines. There was over 600 wines altogether we tasted.
Okay.
3 weeks of tasting, all blind, all organized by Marta Galamba.
Yeah, Marta and I were chatting about that.
She's fantastic.
Yeah, she's cool.
I was tasting them in order by region. I knew what region they were from, what varieties were in them, whether they were old vine or not. And then the wines that I liked, I kept for the next day and the next day to taste again and again. Rated them and made a cutoff of what I wanted to retaste at the end of the process. After 3 weeks of taste, I did a tasting in May, in June, and July. The end of the July tasting, I retasted about 120 wines that had all scored very highly in their regions. Mm-hmm. Narrowed it down over 3 or 4 days to 50. And it was really a matter of looking for wines that were clearly expressive of where they were from, and not a whole lot of winemaking mucking them up, and that were what I thought of as really great examples of their type.
So that was the what? You're using a numeric score, or
I was using my own scale, a 20-point scale, but it doesn't really.
But yeah.
It was actually a scale I designed for this.
Okay,
it's not a scale I used for a magazine.
Gotcha.
It was a scale I used for this because it's a very. When I was tasting wines for this, it's very different from the way I taste for my magazine. So it's even if I'm tasting Portuguese wine, it's very different. It's a different audience. It's a different way of thinking about narrowing down to 50. So I really wanted to be thinking about it as what are the parameters for a Douro old vine blend? What do I want to see in it? Is this meeting those parameters?
Is it coming through?
Yeah.
And so one more question. What are you hoping people are going to get out of this in terms of, is it additional exposure for Portugal? Is it particular varieties? The stories about the region. Like, what are you kind of hoping is the main takeaway for folks about here?
From my point of view, Portugal is a really complicated place to understand, and I think that because I've been going there for 30 years, I have a pretty good sense of what the best wines should taste like before they get all made. And before there's any makeup on them. So what I've tried to do was select wines that were stripped down as iconographic examples of what the best wine should be, and that by putting them all together in a room, it might show people a little bit about what to expect more clearly from those
like a
wines.
Concentrated shot of Portugal from those different areas.
Yeah.
Because I would say that definitely came through. That's definitely comes through in tasting. Mm-hmm. A couple of my notes have that there's no adornment.
Yeah.
And that some of these are almost freakishly authentic.
Yeah.
And you may not like that style, but you may not like what you're getting, but there's no doubting the quality and the authenticity.
Like,
it's just pulling you over. Yeah. And there are some great ones there.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you so much.